The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up...
Where you ended up on your wedding night and unusual child punishments.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Psychics, do you believe or are you a skeptic? Do you not believe? Before the show, we had a chat with Jackie, who just got eliminated from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She told this 25-minute story that would never be allowed to go to air.
Righto.
However, here's our favourite part. We asked her, how did she know she was a psychic? You know, what do you think of people who are skeptics? And this is what she said.
And if anybody ever said to me that's not true, then I would say, then that's up to you. But I can tell you, hand on heart, that I saw an angel, and that angel said to me, "You have a higher purpose."
So I don't believe in it. I don't want to bag her or anyone that believes in it, but I just find it so far incorrect that this could possibly happen. So
okay.
I don't want to blame the profession.
No. We're going to talk to people, but I'll tell you this as well. So I've never really talked to angels and never really understood it or anything like that. Before Griffin and I went to Turkey 2 years ago, I got told to talk to my angels because I had this feeling that a terrorist attack was going to happen. And I was genuinely scared. We spoke about it on this radio show. The day after, I was like, met this lady in the street. She goes, "Why don't you ask the angels?" So I did. That night I had a sleep. In my dream, bombs were going off. Griffo and I were running. We were holding hands and I was like, okay, I'm going to be okay. And there was this beautiful picturesque. And I've not told this story on the radio before. Then we decided we'll go to – no, turn that down.
She's angry. Please.
I genuinely believe that we'll be okay, but something is going to happen when we're in Turkey. The day that we were at the airport was the day the terrorist attacks happened and Griffo and I just got out via 3 hours. We're inundated. Hundreds of people message us. The morning that I woke up in Antalya, which is where we flew from, was the exact backdrop that was in my dream.
There you go. I'm sold.
See, but like...
Don't giggle there, Ryan.
No, I don't want to be rude or anything, but when I was in Paris, I thought the same thing. I was like, gee whiz, I think there's going to be a terrorist attack. And sure enough,
the day you were there?
No, the week after.
I'm talking, Zaves, we were missed by, in the same spot that I stood was where people were gunned down, 3 hours difference.
I know. I find that a coincidence.
Shannon, what's your story? Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Well, I'm not 100% about it. But my in-laws' family are, like, they go to them all the time, and my sister-in-law paid so much money to get an online reading. He or she, whoever it was, told her that she was going to leave her partner and get with someone who has his own business and a kid, and it actually happened. But at the same time, everyone these days has kids.
Yes. Yeah,
that's true.
Sorry, Shannon, just a quick
you're
on
not
Shannon.
Selling them.
Do you know anyone that drives a white car? I'm picking up a white car.
Actually, I drive a white car.
Oh, my God, Xavier Ellis! Xavier Ellis is a psychic! Oh, my God. Oh, Xavier, unbelievable. God.
I hate you too so
good
much.
Good on you, Shannon. Thanks so much for calling through.
Oh. Although that was good work by you, Zave.
I didn't believe
good
in...
Good intuition, mate.
I didn't believe in psychics, and now I can't believe I work with one.
Oh.
AFL Premiership player and psychic. What, Xavier Ellis, what can't you do? Cara, what's your story?
Hi, yes. Well, I'm definitely a believer in psychics. Mine actually reads tarot cards, does numerology and astrology as, for a living. But regardless of that, my belief came when, unfortunately, I was quite young and I lost my father due to suicide. And obviously, I was 11 years old. It was about 3 years later I wanted to try and get some kind of connection to just let me know that he was doing okay. So I was actually allowed to go to a professional seance when I was 14. The lady looked in my eyes and just said, "You've got an old soul, you'll be able to handle this." My father didn't actually come through that night, but we got a message from a lady. She said her name's Marie, she's got a problem with her breast, and she just wanted to let you know your dad's okay, he's got some healing to do. And Mum and I didn't really realise at the time until we got home that Dad's last girlfriend, Marie, died of breast cancer a year after he did. So, we had definitely not told her that information. We didn't even realise it at the time. So, that was definitely what confirmed it for me, and I've never doubted it ever since.
Wow, Cara, spine tingles.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being honest and sharing your story with us, Cara. We really appreciate that.
Did you get sold there, Zaves?
No, that was a deep story, and I appreciate it, Cara. I'm not gonna say anything.
That was spooky. Yep.
Still not sold though.
Courtney, good morning.
Hey, Courtney.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, Courtney. Are you a believer?
I am a massive believer.
All right, try and sell yourself to Xavier because he's not listening to me and Ryan.
So I'm originally from Bunbury, and so I went to school with a teacher at school. Was actually a medium. She would read your colours. All throughout high school, she'd say things to us, you know, like, oh, don't do this on the weekend because this is going to happen, or, you know, whatever. But it wasn't until I started making the state football team, and I'd call her and ask, you know, how she'd see things, and she would tell me that I'm going to captain a side, and yeah, fair enough, I was able to captain one of the state sides. But it wasn't until we tragically lost our mum in 2016 that our bond kind of became a bit closer. And a few days after my mum had passed, we actually went down to Bunbury to see her. No one knew anything about the way my mum had passed. No one knew any details. And we sat and spoke to this lady for about 5-6 hours, just going through absolutely everything. She knew what had happened. So my mum was unfortunately murdered. So she knew exactly what happened to her. She knew about this guy that had done it, and it had
it had to go to trial,
and she actually predicted what was going to happen.
Is that nice to kind of get some closure. And some understanding, or is it sort of a bit spooky for you?
Oh, no, that closure is exactly what, you know, everyone needed.
And the fact that she knew all that stuff, it does, I mean, even if people don't believe in it like you guys or whatever, it does make you kind of, like Ryan said, feel yourself have closure.
Well, it's a method to grief.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Courtney, thanks for the call. And you having a kick this year?
Yeah, Dave, I know you. You played with my brother last year.
I knew that, mate, when you were saying, I was telling the guys in here that I knew.
He was mouthing, I know her.
All the best for the footy season, Courtney, and thanks for ringing in.
Thanks, Dave. You know what, when I noticed you last year, I was thinking, who's that guy? He's carrying a bit extra weight.
Hey, get off, Courtney.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Right now, 13-10-60, where did you end up on your wedding night that you didn't expect to end up? After I saw Ed Sheeran on the weekend, I was walking through the casino in Burswood, and there was this bride who had had a lot of wine, and hey, it's your wedding day, you do you. But she was at McDonald's in the food court, and she was sort of just leaning and hovering over the top of a cheeseburger, almost asleep on the table, and I just thought, I bet she didn't plan on her wedding night ending in the food court at McDonald's. I just don't think that's what she planned.
I don't eat meat anymore, but if someone wants to send me a quarter pounder on my wedding night, I'll be happy with that.
Let's go to Lauren. Was it you that ended up somewhere on your wedding day?
Yes, we ended up at KFC at my time.
Beautiful. What'd you order?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember now. It was so unplanned.
Two-piece feed used to be my specialty.
Yeah. And are you still married, Lauren?
Yes, we are. We're just about to celebrate our one-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
So, what, you're in the limo, what, back to the hotel, and then you're like, oh, actually, can you just take a left here? Or, like, how did it happen?
Well, we actually eloped. So, we hired a place down south for the weekend. It was just us and our family. And we had, like, an afternoon grazing platters, all that kind of thing.
Oh, yep.
So, everyone left about 6 o'clock. We were starving.
Yeah.
And we hadn't, like, we were at a, like, rental house, so we hadn't really planned on organising any more food.
Yep.
So, jumped in the car and off we went, and that was the first place we found. So
I love that Ryan believes, you know, that everyone's going to be in a limo on their way home. Like, it's so a movie cliche, isn't
it? What happens,
that everyone gets in a limo.
Well, how do you get home?
Oh, I'm not having cars, so I don't know. I'll be walking.
Uber?
Yeah,
catching
maybe.
The bus?
But I don't know if I've never seen a limo at a wedding.
The bus rides home from a wedding are one of the best experiences of the actual wedding. Thing, everyone's off their head. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Are the bride and groom on the bus as well, though?
No.
Sometimes that I've been on them, yes.
Yeah,
yeah, actually, sometimes they have.
Yeah.
Let's go to Josh. What happened on your wedding night?
We got married in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and we ended up at a Treasures nightclub, a three-story gentleman's club with getting lap dances.
And she was getting lap dances, and she definitely was.
The best part was she ended up going to the bathroom, and I couldn't find her for 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
And I was telling these strippers that I had a wife, I had this, I had that, and they actually thought that I was actually full of it.
Yeah.
And then it turned out she fell asleep in the toilet.
And Josh still married, mate?
Yeah, definitely still married.
Brilliant.
And was she wearing the wedding dress in the strip club?
Yes, she was.
Oh,
and actually got us free lap dances.
Oh, there it is.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
All right, so you know how sometimes there's people getting together in public places for like protests or parades and celebrations?
Yes.
It's usually something like that. I've seen the strangest ever public gathering happen over Easter on the weekend.
Yeah.
Now, you know how Owen Wilson makes this noise all the time?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I haven't heard that for a while.
Wow.
So hundreds of people gathered in Federation Square and they thought, let's get 100 people together and let's all wow as one.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne. This is what happened.
Wow. Wow. Why? Wow.
We've lost the
plot. They sound like ducks, don't they? Like,
So, I mean, humanity really has cooked it, hasn't it?
There's a lot of time in people's lives at the moment to be able to do this, but good on them.
Was it a Guinness World Record or something that they got?
No, they just wanted to celebrate the great man and get around his wow.
Wow.
And I can confirm that no one has called in just yet, so.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, guys, this is a... Whoa, I'm just hitting myself in the face with the microphone because I'm so excited about this story. There is a message in a gin bottle that has been found here in Australia. Now, the lady that found it is called Tonya. We believed that it was from 132 years ago that it was dropped out in the sea, but I'm going to let Tonya explain it all. She found it here in Western Australia. Hello, Tonya.
Hello.
Hey, can you tell us about this bottle? Because I find it so hard to believe.
I too find it really hard to believe. But it was part of a drift experiment run for about 60 years by the Germans, by the German meteorology. And they had, I think, more than 6,000 bottles thrown overboard worldwide to track drift currents.
Yeah.
And this particular bottle was thrown overboard on the 12th of June in 1886.
Oh, my God.
It was approximately 1,000 k's west of Perth, or probably west of Mandurah. And somehow it has washed up, perhaps within 12 months of being thrown overboard, washed up in the sand dunes of Wedge Island, where I happened to be that particular day, and simply bent down and picked it up.
Oh my God. Did you think it was rubbish to begin with, or...?
I did. That was my purpose. I had we'd been out four-wheel driving. It was quite remote where we were. And we hopped out of the car and there was just rubbish everywhere, mainly beer bottles and glass. And I thought, I'll just pick up a couple of things and take them home and throw them in the bin.
Oh, good on you.
And I bent down and picked that up and thought, wow, that's quite a nice bottle. I'll take that home with me and I'll put that in my bookshelf. And at that point, I didn't actually look in it to see the scroll. Then my son was bogged in his four-wheel drive. So I went up to help him and I handed the bottle to his girlfriend and she looked in it and found the scroll and tipped it out and handed it to me. But at the time, it was quite damp. So we...
Incredible, Tonya.
So are you gonna sell it? Does it go to a museum? I mean, what do you do with it?
It's on loan to the Museum of Western Australia at the moment. So if you want to see it, it's at the Maritime Museum in Fremantle and it's nicely displayed right in the main foyer at the moment.
Yeah, and was it a Hendrick's gin or what kind of gin are we talking about here?
It was from Sheer Dam, which is in
Ooh. In Germany?
No.
I was trying to be really smart then. Came from Germany.
I was with Turkey. I don't know.
Tonya, it's an incredible story, mate. If you want to read the rest of it, you can see it online. But thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
No worries. Cheers,
you need that. Wow.
Oh,
wow,
yeah. Oh,
wow.
What do we think of that?
Wow. 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 Wow.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Let's just open the lines. What do you think about Dean from Married at First Sight? We just spoke to him and he's really rubbed a lot of us up the wrong way. So 131060, what do you think? Xavier and I were particularly annoyed at this one comment.
Well, there was
right?
a bugbear in there. Do you have the clip there, Ryan?
Dean was talking quite poorly, you would describe, Hides, of his wife and the other wives and stuff.
So this happened on last night's episode and he stated that all men chat like this when they come together, which is what my beef is with.
Yeah, this is what he said.
When boys get together, other. That's how we talk, and it's not meant to be taken too seriously.
Now, I absolutely hate that because not all guys just talk about women really poorly, and just because Dean is a massive jerk doesn't mean every other guy is a massive jerk as well. And when guys speak on behalf of guys, remember Donald Trump was like, oh, just locker room chat. Just locker room chat. Yeah, and everyone's like, nah, not really, mate.
That bugs me. I'd love to hear what you think on 131060, because when I asked Griffo, my partner, I was like, do guys genuinely speak like that? And he said, look, back when I was in my early 20s, he said if one of the guys hooked up with one of the girls and we thought that maybe she was better suited to the other guy, then, you know, he said we probably would have had that conversation, like, oh, her personality was probably more your type. But he said we wouldn't never talk about swapping or anything like that. He said it's just respect.
I think, too, when you're 18 is very different to when you're 39 or married. Or, and, you know, I'd never speak about someone's wife saying, gee whiz, I'd love to give that a good run. Yeah. Like, you just never would.
Yeah, and I think... And I know it's like, it's a show and whatever, and we're supposed to be cool with that. But like, yeah, like you said, this is his wife. This isn't some girl he texted one time. Yeah. Like, this is his wife.
It's just a real shame. And tonight, you don't want to miss the episode because I tell you what, at the dinner table, I got to see it yesterday, at the dinner table, things go off. But let's hear from Susan.
Yeah, what do you think, Susan?
Hi, Dean. I just want to make a comment on something you said. When you guys get together, it's all boys talk.
Yep.
You're not boys anymore. You're all grown men. You all have sisters. You all have mothers. What if they were the topic of the boys' night conversation?
Yeah.
Well, one guy.
But you've all been in situations where you've had a woman in your life. You realize what they mean to you. You realize the respect they deserve. And still you guys use the cop-out. And it's not just you.
Susan,
you know that these guys aren't the ones that said it.
Yeah, not us.
No, but in general, everybody used that cop out. Oh, it's just how the boys talk.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should stamp out that line. I mean, it's such a soft excuse for getting away with something.
I disagree
that's so
with
cool.
Susan. Sorry, yeah. My friends don't say that. So yeah. The people I hang around don't say it. So not all guys either.
Yeah. And that's what I think Dean was saying. And well, Susan's agreeing. Like, you know, that's what Dean was saying. All guys say it. They don't all say it. My fiance doesn't speak like that.
That's right.
Either.
And I thought Susan might have thought that it was us saying it. I think there was a little bit of confusion. There.
Let's go to Tracy. What do you think, Tracy?
Hi. Well, it's Tracy.
It's Tracy.
Tracy.
Oh,
Tracy.
Tracy.
We got you.
Tracy.
Dean's wife, you know.
Yes, Tracy.
Tracy, what are you doing, mate? You've just called through on 131060 yourself. Last night, you're going to find out about it tonight. at the dinner table. But tell us your perspective of what you think about the guys' chat.
Well, obviously, you know, I wasn't there on boys' night. I was on girls' night. And, you know, I didn't see it all until last night.
Yeah.
You know, I obviously got bits and pieces at the dinner party, which you'll see tonight. And, you know, yes, you know, it's not nice to be wife-swapped, and I certainly don't agree with being disrespected like that.
Yeah.
But also, I do know what boys' nights are like, you know, and girls' nights too. They didn't show everything that we talked about. And it is taken a bit out of context, but I will say it is disrespectful to be talked about with wife-swapping, especially with everything that's happened between Dean and I. I'm certainly condoning that.
Well, Tracy, it sort of sounds like you're sticking up for him, Tracy. And I mean, you were in our studio 2 weeks ago and you said to us, you looked us in the eye and you said, he treated me bad once and I forgave him. I treated him bad twice and I forgave him, but this is the last time. So you're saying again that he's treated you badly a third time and you're still going to stand by him?
Damn it, you guys are so good.
And Tracy,
are you going to stand? Like, what's the deal, Tracy? Like, how much are you going to tolerate?
Well, I guess you're just going to have to wait and see, but I'm certainly not happy, guys.
Now, Trace, when you did come in 2 weeks ago, we thought you'd split up with Dean, and Andrew and I actually spoke about Dean's Demogorgon to you off air, so we do apologise for that.
Oh, Tracy, the one thing I will say to you, which I've enjoyed, because a lot of people have questioned, you know, why you've stayed, and you can hear the passion in Ryan's voice, because you deserve to be treated like a princess. And this is what I say to my girlfriends all the time. Don't settle for anything less. You deserve it. If Dean wants to treat women like that, then he deserves to die a lonely old man.
Tell it walking, pal.
You know, like I think that you've got to remember that you're worth and all that. But the one thing that I've really enjoyed about you, Tracy, is I can see that you're trying to coach him. Whether you're together or not, we'll have no idea and we'll see. But I have enjoyed watching you coach him through at a very mature and awesome level.
Oh, thank you. I think, you know, I do try and see the best in people. And yeah, I've been judged for my rose-colored glasses, and I do admit that I do see people for their best versions. rather than the reality of the situation sometimes. So, you know, I'll cop that on the chin.
Yeah, well, like I said, mate, I know a lot of people are yelling at their screens, and I know tonight you're going to find out at the dinner table. And Dean, all I can say is, and I think from some of the clips, he denies it. So I can't wait to see what happens on Sunday at the commitment ceremony.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, already from my face at the dinner party. Yeah, I don't look happy, do I?
And the dramatic music they use with it is unbelievable. Wait and see.
Tracy,
one wants to see that face of mine, do they?
Do we know Trace was calling in, or is this just really random?
You're just listening to the show this morning, Trace.
I was listening to it on my way to work, and I just had to call.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Trace. Appreciate it.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Now, I saw a story on the news last night, and it was along the lines of a kid who was being a bully at school.
All right, everybody. Welcome to You Better Listen to Your Dad 2018. Well, my son has finally got in trouble on the bus enough to where he got actually kicked off the bus for 3 days because he was being a little bully, which I do not tolerate. Therefore, he has to now run to school. So all week, he has got the experience of running to school. The good news is, hey, guys, he keeps up a pretty good mile pace. It's 6 miles an hour so far.
6 miles an hour.
So what's happened is it's a video. His son's obviously been a bully on the school bus. Mm-hmm. The school said, enough's enough. You're no longer welcome to catch the bus to school.
Yep.
You're going to have to find your own way. Now, the father's gone, well, I'm not driving you to school.
Yeah, you've been a little naughty boy.
To teach you a lesson, you're going to be running to school. And the video, his backpack probably covers three quarters of his body. He's a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
And he's got over 2Ks to run. But the dad drives next to him and just videos the son putting in the hard yards. And it's raining on him too, the poor lad. But he has been very well behaved this week. So that parenting has worked wonders.
Because some people slammed this guy, didn't they?
They did. I'm not sure. I think it's great parenting. I want to know 131060 before we move on. What unique ways did your parents punish you? So this little fella's obviously been sent running to school. When I was a youngster, I hated piano. I used to do piano lessons for a while. And she had a lemon tree out the front of the house. Now, I thought it'd be funny to throw lemons at her house.
Oh,
so when Dad picked me up, he said, well, and it was longer than 2K, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Dad said, well, you're walking home. So
you said to walk home.
So he took off and I walked home. I actually went to the neighbor's house and said, my father's forgot to pick me up again. Can you drop me home? So I got home and then hid out the front of the house. About half an hour later, Dad was like, oh my God, I better go find this kid. Little did he know I was already in my bedroom. Suck eggs, Dad.
You were punishing him.
I was punishing him, but that was the way Dad used to punish me, was just because we used to live in the country, a fair way from everything, was I'm just not driving you. Find your own way there. Push bike, walk, run, whatever it is, and similar to the guy in America.
That really limits you in the country, right? Because, I mean, if you're in the city, you just walk down to the bus
station.
Fine, but...
So the town was 13 Ks away. So that's a fairly long hike.
Yeah.
Could you just hitchhike? Was there many people that you could use?
Well, back in the old days, I'm sure you could, but now it would be far too dangerous.
Yeah, I've seen too many scary movies where good things do not happen to
people exactly who hitchhike. Right. Now, Ando, you were saying before that you used to get punished in a bit of a unique way.
I used to get locked in the toilet.
What?
And because there was no escape, I could never climb out the window because I was too big, and there was a tiny little window, whereas my brother sometimes would get out, but my dad was like, it's the most unpleasant place that you would want to hang, so he felt that we would, you know, behave, otherwise we'd have to go to the toilet. I spent years in the toilet because I was so naughty. I was always getting grounded. Most mornings.
What sort of things did you do to get in trouble?
Oh, you've probably heard them all in my diary. Smoking and stuff. Like, just silly little things.
Got on the boys.
How long would you be in the toilet?
Well, the longest time I had to spend the night there. I had a sleeping bag and a pillow.
Oh, my God. Look, 131060, we want to know the creative and different ways that your parents punished you, or maybe you're a parent yourself and you're coming up with ideas to, you know, keep your child in check right now.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Lisa, how do you punish your kids?
1 year, my kid decided to pull all the thread off the tinsel off the Christmas tree. So I picked up the Christmas tree, tinsel decorations and all, threw it out. And on Christmas morning, my kids were all excited, woke up, and there wasn't a Christmas present inside.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
They've never touched my Christmas tree since.
parenting.
Were the presents hiding somewhere else? Like, did you let them learn their lesson and they got their present anyway?
Yeah, they were at Nana's.
Right.
Oh, okay, yes.
So,
good.
So they still got their presents, but, yeah, they've never touched my Christmas tree since.
If you removed my Christmas tree when I was a kid, I would have burnt the house down. It would have been war. But how old were the kids?
They were quite young. They were only about 5, 6, and 7 at the time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Lisa, you tough cookie.
Yeah. Was the line, "You've ruined Christmas," used by anyone?
Sorry?
Don't worry about it, mate.
It was good.
Great line.
Thanks, Lisa.
Great line.
Thanks, Lisa. Great line. I hate that when it happens sometimes. You say something, you think you're going to be real funny, and then they don't hear you.
And then.
Along the lines of that line you just used, yep. Did you ever use "you've ruined my life" to your parents?
Oh, my God, all the time. Surely that's not written in there in my diary that you've been reading from, Xavier.
No, I haven't got to that yet. But
they've ruined my life at least 5 million times growing up.
Sorry, I hate my parents. They've ruined my life.
Is in there.
Have you dropped one of those, Zave?
No, my little sister used to say it.
Yeah, I think a lot of girls.
You've ruined my life.
Going through puberty, moods really fluctuated.
She was 8. Her life couldn't have been going too bad.
Let's go to Luke. Now, how are you punished by your parents?
I was punished by getting taped to my brother. And we had to brush up the outside area.
So, Luke, how old are you, mate?
I'm 13.
And what did you do?
Me and him were just constantly fighting.
Older brother or younger brother, mate?
I'm the older one.
Okay.
And how did you go? How long were you taped together for?
About half an hour.
And you had to paint the house?
No, brush the outside area.
Sweep up.
So is it like back to back or like front to front? How are you actually?
No, both of our arms were taped together.
Oh. Yeah, because it's supposed to bring you closer. I've seen this thing on Facebook. Parents do it and put them in the one shirt and stuff and make them sit next to each other when they've been fighting.
Have you been fighting since, Luke, or have you learnt your lesson?
Kind of learned our lesson a bit.
Oh, good on you.
So there you go, parents.
Maybe we should put Heidi and Xavier, we should tape you guys together just to see if you can.
Why don't we put you two together? That would be nice.
I've got plenty of stuff on. I'm way too busy for anything like that. Let's go to Chris. Was it you who was getting punished?
Yeah, it was me. I was I was getting punished from the mama because my mom is kind of old school. You know, kind of lady, so yeah.
Yeah, so what did she do?
Well, I did something at school and I got a spell for being naughty or, you know, picking on somebody at school. And my mom got a letter. And then what happened when I got back from school and the other day and she told me that she read a letter to me and she told me that, well,
One second, Chris. Hey, Hyde, Zave, you guys getting the word of this?
No, the phone line's bad. I'm sorry,
Chris. Hey, Chris, where are you from, bro?
Originated from mom from Africa, dad from United States. So
The phone line keeps cutting out. All I got was that there was a letter and your mum wrote a letter.
No, actually, what happened is I got a spill from school from being naughty. So they sent a letter to my mom, and when I got home, you know, she read a letter to me and she said, "Now your punishment would be you're going to push the wall until it falls to the next morning." And I thought she was joking, though.
So you had to stare at the wall?
Yeah, so you fell.
Oh, my God.
That's great parenting.
Yeah, great parenting. Did you learn your lesson, Chris?
Pardon?
You learned your lesson?
Yeah, I did. But what happened, I actually fell asleep pushing the wall because my arms and everything was sore. I was really tired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Who wants me to make Ando bleed?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Watch my beautiful, precious face. I've got a wedding this year. Thank you very much.
That's nothing. A few injections won't fix up, right?
Yeah, we're booked in next month, aren't we? I'm sure.
A little bit of Bowie.
All right, so what happens here? We've got tickets to the Corporate Rumble. So basically all the entertainment, all the boxing, a 3-course meal, 7 hours of drinking package. You can have 2 tickets. But how you win them is you bet on Heidi or you bet on Xavier. So when they rumble this week, you got to be cheering for them.
You got most of the votes yesterday, Ando. You got a few people in your corner.
Well, we'll see how we go. Don't try and butter me up yet, Xavier Ellis.
Let's go to Inglewood. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you?
We are very well. Now, who would you like to bet on?
I'm going with Xavier.
Why is that?
Well, because there's plenty of girl power already,
yep.
So I figured I'd pitch some behind the boys.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we're both, there's a good chance that one of us is going to sit on each other.
I've just got nothing to gain by wrestling you. If I go too hard, I'm a bloody lady beater.
Yeah, well,
and if I lose, I've been beaten by the girl.
You better watch yourself, mate.
Well, Heidi is very competitive when she wants to be. Fire up.
It depends, you know. It depends what mood I wake up in on Friday, to be honest.
We'll talk psychics early in the morning. I'll fire you up.
Let's go to North Beach. Stefan, who do you want to bet on?
Morning, guys.
Hello.
I've got my tickets on Heidi. I reckon she's going to be good on her feet, and it's not all about the strength in sumo wrestling.
What is it about?
Well, you got to be good on your feet. So say Dave's coming towards you.
Well,
you do a quick sidestep, and then.
Stefan, I love your positivity and everything, but I don't think you've seen me on the dance floor.
Actually, I did see that the other night. Yeah, right.
If you were to rate her dancing out of 10, like on Dancing on the Stars.
No, no, it looked good. It just wasn't in time or anything like that. But it was good other than that.
This is when we did the clubber size. I make up my own moves, yeah, I make up singing.
You did
know,
look like you're having fun. Yeah. I'll give you that.
I'm always having fun.
The dancing was great. I just don't know if it was to the song she was hearing. Yeah. So let's go to Jamie. Your bet, Xavier or Heidi?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Hey,
good,
Jamie. Thank you.
I just got a quick question, Zave.
Yeah,
are you gonna pull an injury by any chance, or are we gonna be all clear? Because I really want to back you here, but if you got a slight niggle, I need to know about it.
No niggle, mate. It'll all be done in 5 seconds. So even if I do get injured, I'll get
it'll
through.
It'll all be done. I am a person, just for the record.
It'll be sliced up and served for dinner within 5 seconds.
So Jamie, all is right, that confidence enough?
Let's lock Zave in.
Oh, there he is.
We're just a bit worried, old mate over here. Old mate Ellis has a few injuries in his time.
Yeah, the old calf might go, but we'll see what happens.
All right, good on you, Jamie. The Rumble will be happening on this Friday. Yes. Every day this week, your chance to place your bets.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever wins, obviously, all the people who backed him will be going on the night.
And so when are we fighting? Sorry.
It'll be on Friday. Friday. So that'll be the
I'm not having a beer on Thursday night. I'm coming in super fresh.
Oh, whatever, mate. Ooh. Whatever. You try and convince yourself that you're not going to have a beer on Thursday.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.